Good morning. So we continue to celebrate Easter, and the last line of the gospel that I proclaimed to you just a moment ago, when I read it this morning, I was thinking, you know, how do you summarize what is Jesus asking the 11 to do? He says, go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. So I was thinking, what's like a summary statement, like a single sentence or a single paragraph summary of the gospel? And I thought the Catechism of the Catholic Church, the very first paragraph, and I'm going to read it to you. And it's a lot. So it's not a lot long, but it's a lot of very densely packed information. But I do think this kind of summarizes the gospel, if we could like take it all in. God, infinitely perfect and blessed in himself, in a plan of sheer goodness, freely created man to make him share in his own blessed life. For this reason, at every time and in every place, God draws close to man. He calls man to seek him, to know him, to love him with all his strength. He calls together all men scattered and divided by sin into the unity of his family, the church. To accomplish this, when the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son as Redeemer and Savior. In his Son and through him, he invites men to become, in the Holy Spirit, his adopted children and heirs of his blessed life. So that's a kind of encapsulation of the good news, I think. And then, as I was doing my morning prayer, I read in the Office of the Readings, part of the Liturgy of the Hours, this from the Jerusalem Catechesis. This would have been one of the early catechetical formulas that people would have been taught the faith. And I thought, wow, what a beautiful little statement about what we believe. And this should be all very familiar to you, but it's nice to kind of hear it again. On the night he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take, eat, this is my body. He took the cup, gave thanks, and said, take, drink, this is my blood, quoting the scripture. Since Christ himself has declared that the bread is to be his body, who can have any further doubt? Since he himself has said quite categorically, this is my blood, who would dare question it and say it is not his blood? Therefore, it is with complete assurance that we receive the bread and wine as the body and blood of Christ. His body is given to us under the symbol of bread, and his blood is given under the symbol of wine, in order to make us, by receiving them, one body and blood with him. Having his body and blood in our members, we become bearers of Christ and sharers, as St. Peter says, in the divine nature. Once, when speaking to the Jews, Christ said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you shall not have life in you. This horrified them, and they left him, not understanding his words in a spiritual way. They thought the Savior wished them to become cannibals. Under the old covenant, there was showbread, but it came to an end with the old dispensation to which it belonged. Under the new covenant, there is bread from heaven and the cup of salvation. These sanctify both soul and body. The bread being adapted to the sanctification of the body, the word, the sanctification of the soul. Do not, then, regard the Eucharistic elements as ordinary bread and wine. They are, in fact, the body and blood of the Lord, as he himself declared. Whatever your censors may tell you, be strong in faith. You have been taught, and you are firmly convinced, that what looks and tastes like bread and wine is not bread and wine, but the body and blood of Christ. You know also how David referred to this long ago when he said, saying, bread gives strength to man's heart and makes his face shine with the oil of gladness. Strengthen your heart then by receiving this bread as spiritual bread, and bring joy to the face of your soul. May purity of conscience remove the veil from your face, the face of your soul, so that by contemplating the glory of the Lord as in a mirror, you may be transformed from glory to glory by Christ Jesus our Lord. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. So, in a plan of sheer goodness, God, who is perfect in himself, gave us a share in his life. And then when we separated from him by sin, sent his Son, Jesus, as our Savior and Redeemer. And then the Son gives us his very life, particularly in the Holy Eucharist, that we would be nourished by the life of God in us, that we would share in the blessed life of God. So that is, I think, at least one effort to summarize what Jesus told the apostles: go and share the gospel with the whole world. God loves you. God redeemed you. God created you. God wants to dwell in you. God wants you to share in his infinite and blessed life.